you into the wisdom of Kabbalah itself. Selected excerpts from about there's not besides him, number 22, from sanctification of the month. The person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundation on it, and at that time he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support, for then everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. And this is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender.
26, okay.
Excerpt number 26. Bala Sulam, Shamati 16. What is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? It is written, woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be so strong as if they see with their eyes with certainty that it is so, that the Creator watches over the world in a manner of good and doing good. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, since seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is in a manner of good and doing good. While they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, we want to see the quality of good and doing good as seeing within reason. Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to give them such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason, that there will be no difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. That is what they, those who want to adhere to the Creator, refer to as the day of the Lord.